Welcome to Incubator by Planet Ant Podcasts. My name is Mike McGettigan, executive producer of the network. At Planet Ant, we pride ourselves on exploring new talent and bringing new voices to the stage. So, we're bringing that to the world of podcasting. We'll regularly feature six-episode short-run series commissioned exclusively for the Incubator podcast. Some of these might become full-run podcasts of their own, and some might just stay within what we're doing here. Incubator, stick around. You might like what's next.
Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast. Ambient. Improv. Post-mortem set of improv. Ambient. Improv. Ambient. Improv podcast. Welcome to the Ambient Improv podcast. This is the inaugural episode, and I am so lucky to have with me here Mitch Haba and Adam Brody, and this is your host, Justin Vieira. And so for those of you who are joining us for the first time, which will be everybody, because this is the inaugural episode, I'll explain what we're going to be doing after we go through and introduce our podcasters and kind of get a feel for what they're doing. They do their plugs, and then we do a close quarter set for about 20 or 30 minutes. What that means is we're going to play some background music, which is going to set the sort of the stage. It's going to give us kind of some ambient background noise, and it's going to kind of tell us and you where we are, and we're going to make that very clear through our improv. What we can do and what we can't do, what we can do is we can say meanwhile, which will be a trigger that we're kind of going to a different scene within the same approximately 1 mile radius. What we cannot do is we can't go forward or backwards in time. We can switch characters when we change location within that little 1 mile radius. And we can make very fun improv. So I'll get started with Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for joining me. And thanks for hosting this. We're recording in Mitch's house currently, which mm-hmm. which is great.
Yes. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So you are in the Thaw and Order, the double feature sketch show at
yes.
Planet Ant.
Yes, I am. I am in that sketch show. I am a cast member of that sketch show.
Very cool. How's that going? What's the experience like?
I really enjoy it. It's my first like sketch show that I'm in. Not my first state like scripted thing, but it's a great cast. I love it. We already did our first weekend, and the next weekend's coming up, depending on when this comes out. Do you know that?
No. Uh-huh.
So it runs this next weekend, and then it will also be the final weekend is December 14th and 15th.
So what, three or four more?
Just two more weekends.
Okay.
Compared to when, right now, as we're recording.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's a great show. I really enjoy it. It's directed by Michael Dupree of the Michael Dupree Variety Hour.
Uh-huh.
Probably a lot of people listen to that. And it's got a bunch of great people in it. So I love it. It's a lot of fun.
So we've also got Adam Brody. Adam, we are old friends and very glad to have you here.
Yeah, we took improv classes at Go Comedy for how long was it? Up until Advanced 2?
Like a year and a half, I think, is the program, something like that.
Yeah, I remember I had to take a break in between that. But
mm-hmm.
otherwise, like that was a really solid class. Like a lot of the either Rezco or Dragon Army cast members were in that class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people have continued on. There's like three or four people that are still doing quite a bit of improv that were in their class. And you're doing a lot of musical improv lately too, right?
In class, yes.
Very cool.
Not in any troupes or performances or anything like that.
Cool.
But I've taken a few classes at Planet Ant the intro class at Go. And I had my musical improv 2 class show last Sunday, which as of this recording would probably be the 2nd.
Cool.
Yep.
Super cool.
Cool. Yeah.
And with that, we'll do our selection for this week of the ambient recordings. So I've got a couple pieces of paper here. None of us know which ambient recording we're going to use to underpin our improv.
I mean, you wrote them down.
So. I did.
But you've switched around a bit.
Yeah, technically, I do know what's in the bag. I don't, we're kind of, I've got 3 different pieces of paper here.
But you don't know what's in those pieces of paper.
Well, they're numbers.
Oh.
I kind of do.
Gosh, I don't understand how this is going.
But I don't.
Justin literally did not brief us on any of this. We are literally winging it.
First time hearing of it.
This is how we roll. You know, it's full on improv, all y'all. That's we just like to fly by the seat of our pants here and do the greatest job we possibly can. So I've got 3 pieces of paper here. There's 1, 2, and 3 of the 3 recordings that I've randomly selected from my ambient recordings bin, which to give everybody else who's listening in kind of an idea, I do a lot of ambient recording, Foley recording out in nature. I'll go to different cities, different coffee shops, different nature areas, and just I have a Zoom H4. Zoom H6. I'm underselling my equipment a little bit.
So humble.
And that has really good microphones for capturing ambient audio, as our Foley recordings, as we call it, and I'll just kind of discreetly let it run if I'm somewhere public and capture the background, or if I'm somewhere not so public, I'll just get the best recording I can of the ambient sounds in the area. So from my vast collection, I've just randomly pulled 3 of them, and that's going to make up our pool today. And I'm going to just hold this out, and Mitch, go ahead and grab any one of these and open it up. What's the number in there?
2.
2. We've got number 2.
2.
And
it's
so,
a very large piece of paper for just one.
This is like the size of an envelope for people who obviously can't see this. It's like the number is in like a corner.
It's like the size of a penny.
It's like the size of my thumbnail. Like,
well, the logic on that was I didn't want it to be. I didn't know if you could see through these papers.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of put a little number because I figured, you know, I kind of hedge my bets. If you're looking at any particular part of it, you're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
I
was opening and expecting it to be like a big like 2, and I'm like, oh, shit.
There's a tiny.
Oh yeah, my finger was covering it.
To really throw us off, everything else is question marks.
Yep, and that's how we roll. And with that, I'm gonna play it in a few seconds here, and we're gonna get right in and do our improv. So, okay. Here we go. Here's the improv. 1, 2, 3. So this is really a beautiful day out, honey. Don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought you were gonna take me out to brunch or something. I didn't. I mean I like the outdoors and I like this nature center, but I was really hoping to get that egg flambé at brunch.
Woo. The egg flambé. That we're pretty far from any brunch place here. I don't think. I mean, we could drive back. Are you?
Hey, honey, that guy's following us again.
Hey. I overheard you two talking about brunch. I have my own little establishment in this natural emporium.
Wait.
Thank you, sir. No, thank you. I don't have any change.
I don't have any change either. And how do you think that we're going to... How does that help us?
Because I serve brunch.
Okay.
I use Nature's Bounty, and I serve my customers through that.
So you're telling me that... Say, all these wild birds out here, like, you can make us an omelet out of the wild bird eggs?
Well, they do like eggs, right?
Well, yeah, but I usually they're chicken eggs, and I don't...
That's overrated.
How many robin eggs would you have to open, or cardinal eggs? I don't...
It depends. If you want some mini omelets, then you'd only need like three. If you wanted a regular size omelet, then I guess you'd have to wait half a day to get that whole poop pile of eggs to come out.
Honey, I don't know who this guy is, but I'm a little scared, but I'm so hungry.
You know, Mary Beth, you know I love you. And this is maybe a blessing. I mean, this guy is really creepy, this is maybe an opportunity to get that exotic amulet.
Peter, can I pull you aside for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just
wait a second. Let me. We'll get an answer for you soon. Whatever. What's your name?
Bernie.
Bernie?
Bernie. Yeah.
Bernie, okay.
Or Bernard, if you want to be formal.
Bernard. Okay, Bernard. Bernard. Well, just give me and my husband just a second.
Okie dokie.
Peter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've always been wanting to, you know, I wanted to try that place down in town, but you've also been talking a lot about going farm fresh to table.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about as fresh to table as we can get. I mean, can we trust them? I don't know. I'm really hungry.
Yes. Yeah, and... You know, I didn't actually, I never thought about how hungry I would be, too. This is a really long walk to get in here. And these birds, it feels like they're closing in on us. Maybe it'd be a good thing to just, you know, take some of their babies and not make them babies. And just make them in our bellies.
That's a weird way of putting it, honey. But that's a weird way of putting it. And, you know, I'm ready to try new things if you are. You took me out here because... I thought, you know, we would eventually go to brunch, and I was like, I'm ready to try new things. I like nature. So what if we just combine the two? I mean, how convenient that this creepy guy is out here. All right, Bernard. Mm-hmm. Bernard, come over here.
Yeah,
Bernard.
Yep. Hey.
I think Peter, this is Peter, by the way.
Yeah.
And hi,
I'm Peter. I'm Mary Beth.
I'm Mary Beth, Peter. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, I think we're going to say yes.
Oh, fantastic. All right, come over here. Come to my establishment, Bernie's Birdhouse.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah. We'll follow you. Is it just through these... Through here? Okay.
Ooh, there's a lot of birds in here, Bernie. There's so many birds.
Better to keep my ingredients fresh, you know?
How many birds do you have?
Let's see. There's the 42.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, all kinds of different ones. Are these like your friends, or do you cook these? Do they know?
It's better not to build a relationship with the food.
Okay, okay. Huh. I mean, so long as I don't have to see it, I'm fine. Is right here fine? These logs, are these your chairs? I guess.
Yeah, right next to the barrel.
Okay.
We know we're going for that rustic look.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of exciting. I mean, it's rustic, actually in a rustic location. It's not like some of that stupid rustic, you know, bars that are gentrifying cities and stuff. Like, oh, we're new American.
Yeah, just like,
let's do it.
You know, all those fake rustic bars in Detroit. Now, you know, this is like the real deal rustic. Is that bale of straw your bed, Bernie?
Mm-hmm, sad to say.
Huh.
I was hoping to get enough customers to save up for, like, a Casper.
Oh, yeah. Well, no judgments here. I mean, whatever you want. I mean, this is quite a little operation you got here. I just wipe off the dirt on this seat here.
Yeah.
Down.
I'll do the same. It's very authentically rustic. I don't think it can get really any more rustic than this.
Yeah. So, okay.
All right, would you do like some water?
Yes. Yes, please, please.
Sure. So, we're kind of far out in nature. Where do you get your water, Bernie?
The bird bath.
The bird? Okay. Oh.
Okay. Do you boil it first, or?
That's funny.
Okay.
All right, here you are.
Well, I mean, I guess it's very part of the feel. It's very rustic as well.
Yeah.
All right, would you two like to have anything to start out with? I highly recommend the chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders?
Do you even have chickens here? I haven't seen any.
Wait, are those the specials etched in the side of the tree?
Wow.
I can barely read them. Is that, like, duck? What?
Oh, I thought the burn was dark enough. Hold on. Yes, it's duck.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, so duck. Okay, I like duck. What is any vegetables that come with that? Is it?
Oh, yeah, grass.
Grass. Okay, duck and grass. Okay, duck, grass, and bird bath water.
A little bit of ivy, too.
Okay. Ooh. Ivy. I think not poison ivy, right?
I think not.
You think? Okay.
Well, that's good. You know, I'm going to skip the ivy. I found that all ivy is poison to me because I'm allergic to all of it.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Well, that's awfully
interesting. This is Peter. You've never told me that you're allergic to creeps.
Marybeth, we've never had a situation that I was offered to eat ivy.
Well, I just thought that you would have, I tell you my secrets. I don't have to wait for a situation to arrive when I have to tell you something. Like that time I told you that I was allergic to eggs, you know?
Honey, that's really
fair. I fight through it. I'm allergic. I love eggs.
Can I be part of the secret circle?
Okay. Yeah. I guess so, Bernie. That's okay. You brought us into your house and you've already told us a lot of your secrets. Well, you know, Marybeth, this is kind of something that I think is definitely something that's characteristic between the two of us. I mean, I'm kind of set in my ways. The only reason we're out here is because I wanted to take you someplace new, you know? We had talked about how you're ready to try all kinds of new things. And
oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, Bernie, he's trying to tell me something.
I'm sorry.
I know I'm allowing you in the circle. Peter, I know I want to try new things, and I wasn't lying when I said I wanted to try new things. I really like it when we do stuff together. I grit my teeth when we do things I don't want to do that you want to do, and, you know, I love brunch. I may be allergic to some eggs, but I love brunch, and I fight through it, even though I get a little rashy.
I never really thought about that. Like, you're so good at just seeming joyous when we have brunch, you know? But now that you put it like that, I feel like you make a lot of sacrifices, and I'm embarrassed that I have these allergies and I can't kind of meet you halfway.
It's okay. We'll get through this brunch together. Bernie, I will take... Are you crying?
Yeah.
Bernie.
It's okay, Bernie.
You two are so sweet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Bernie, I will take the duck with the grass and the ivy. Peter, what do you...
I want to try some of these eggs. I really want to try some of these eggs. I don't see it on the menu, though. Am I just missing it? Is there something with the eggs, maybe an omelet or something?
Oh, I just forgot to etch that in. I'm a mess.
Bernie, you're not a mess. This is something. This is a startup. You know, this is a little pop-up in the middle of the nature center.
This is like the most wonderful, rustic little setting that...
I'm going to follow you on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll follow you, and I will like it, your page, and I'll be sure to share it with friends.
Me too.
That's so sweet. Goldie would have been proud.
Goldie?
Let me make your meals.
Okay. I think Peter.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice. I'm a little concerned about this water, though. There's a feather in it, and it's got specks in it. I'm afraid to take a drink.
I think I mean, those the birds are taking a bath in it, so those specks might be lice. I've already drank it. As soon as he sat it down, I just nervously kind of put most of it in my mouth already. I think I've inhaled about 8 lice already.
Hopefully your stomach is all burn them up. It's fine. You'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. I can already tell you're freaking out. You're getting a little clammy. It's okay. Just wipe off the sweat off your forehead. Thank you. All right. You're good.
I've got your eggs and your duck. Sorry if some tears got in.
Oh, thank you, Bernie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bernie, this... I'm not one to complain about the food or the service, but this doesn't look cooked.
Yeah, it's still got some feathers on it.
I mean, feathers are fine if it's cooked. I just, you know, it's like when a fish has scales on it.
It just doesn't look as pretty. All the green and gray is just cooked out.
Okay.
And the eggs, well, they're not eggs if the shells are not there.
Okay, all right. This is new. Okay. I can do this. I didn't get any silverware. Do I just eat it with my hands? Or?
That was the implication.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just pull off the thing. All right.
This is maybe the most rustic place I've ever heard of. Or seen.
You two don't like it.
No, Bernie, that's not it. I think maybe you should have. Yeah, I'm not. Bernie, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna eat this.
Uh-oh.
It's cold. Mm. I can feel its coldness just by holding the drumstick.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to eat cold chicken or bird, or poultry, I guess. I don't know. Is duck poultry?
I think duck's poultry.
Okay.
It's poultry.
Okay. I mean, you would know, but you should know that, right? I mean, I guess I'll just stick to the grass then.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Could I try some of that grass, Mary Beth?
Go for it.
This tastes like grass.
Yeah.
I've ate a lot of grass, but this is maybe the most grassy grass that I've possibly ever eaten.
There's a reason why cows are so fond of it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any, like, seasoning? Do you have anything other than this bird water, too? Bird bath water?
No.
Okay.
I didn't really think this whole establishment through.
Well, that's not true, Bernard. That is not true. You thought of it?
No, I'm a screw up. I'm a mess up.
Bernie, you're an entrepreneur. That's something wonderful.
Right. You know, I have so many ideas that never get off the ground because I second guess myself. And I get mad that I always tell myself, I'm not. What are you doing? You don't have money. Nobody's going to buy this. Nobody's going to buy your jewelry. Nobody's going to come into your store. Mm-hmm. Peter's not going to give you a loan. Mm. What are you going to do?
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I could barely afford the gas to get up here.
What?
Oh, did I just say that out loud? I'm so sorry.
We have enough gas to get back, right?
We have enough gas to get at least halfway back.
Okay.
You know what? You two can borrow some of the gas from my generator. You two deserve than me.
Bernard, can you excuse us for just a second?
Okay.
Just like go. Or we can leave if you want us to.
Okay, I'll just curl up in the corner over there.
Peter.
Yeah.
Have you been spending money on lottery tickets again?
I bought a lot of lottery tickets, and I thought at least 3 of them would pan out, you know, and usually when they pan out, I get at least $5, and that would have been $15. That would have meant we would have had enough money to get home.
What if?
Oh.
Obviously, that didn't work out.
No, it didn't pan out.
So what are we, like, running on fumes here?
We're not trapped, per se, but...
I know we're not trapped because we have legs, mm-hmm. and we can walk.
Yeah, we've got legs.
And I have a phone.
That's what I meant. Yeah, we've got legs and we can walk and you have a phone.
But this is not the point. The point is that you keep wasting your paycheck on lottery tickets.
I wouldn't say it's wasting, honey. Like, maybe about one in every five times I actually make somewhere near close to enough to make it sort of worthwhile.
Oh. Well, now I understand. This is why we didn't go to brunch.
Oh.
This is why we're on this nature. You don't have to spend all this money. Were you planning to pay Bernard, too?
I was planning to give Bernard what this was worth, at least. So I would have paid him at least a few dollars.
That's fair. Because this duck is not cooked.
Yeah, I mean...
And I want to be polite, but... The grass is not sitting well.
Yeah, it doesn't...
I want to get home so we can talk about this later.
I mean, most of the stuff we could have just kind of went in our backyard, you know, and kind of scrounged up, but... And,
I get it. I don't think we would have found a duck in our backyard, but...
It was a very small duck. It looks like it wasn't even... Maybe not even a duck. It could have been like a very large cardinal.
Maybe. I don't know if that's... It doesn't matter. I'm not eating it.
Okay? I'm back with some gas.
Bernard, you didn't have to give us gas.
No, I insist.
But.
I don't want to be a burden. I want to be of some use.
Okay. Okay. This is our opportunity, Peter. Normally, I'm very nice to the wait staff. And I know he's looking right at me while I'm saying this. Mm. But.
Stare. Just... Go on.
Actually, that gives me an idea. Bernard.
Yeah?
I don't know why I'm whispering. Bernard. Can you? Will you just... Can we have this gas?
Yes. That's why I'm giving it to
okay.
you.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So I was just thought you were going to expect payment or something.
No.
Oh.
I gave you undercooked duck and eggs that your husband only half ate.
Okay.
Bernard, you're the greatest entrepreneur that I think I've ever met. I'm just so delighted.
Okay, well, I don't know about greatest entrepreneur if he's just giving away gasoline, but he's a good person. Bernard,
yeah.
You have good intentions, yeah. And you're a good person.
Thank you.
But
huh?
You need to cook your food longer.
Okay.
And maybe not serve cut grass.
No.
Or actually, don't just approach people in the nature park and tell them you have a restaurant.
Yeah.
This way.
Definitely don't follow them around for like upwards of 3 hours before.
But how am I going to get a word out, and how am I going to make sure that people I ask like actually want to get something to eat? I mean, you guys were complaining about brunch for like half hour.
He's got us there.
Yeah, he does have us there.
Okay, I think maybe there were some mixed messages.
Okay.
I was hungry, and I wanted to eat something, but I didn't want. This. I can. Oh. All right. I am just a jerk.
No. I think what she means, Bernie, is you know, maybe just be upfront with it. You know, instead of following somebody around for 3 hours and then asking them if they'd like to have some brunch in your beautiful rustic setting with your 43 birds. It was 43, right? 42? 42?
No, it's 43.
43. Okay. Maybe just, you know, just...
43.
Just advertise directly. Maybe have some flyers, or maybe when people are coming into the park, say, hey, I've got a rustic brunch place with 43 birds that will... stare ominously at you from their cage.
Yeah. It's environment, you know, advertise the environment. Invest in some, you know, even invest in some aluminum foil. Cook your stuff beforehand. Go to the entrance of the park. Try to sell like duck kebabs or something, or I don't know. You can do something fun, like, you know, sell it and get some money there. Save it up. Invest in a griddle. Like a fire griddle you could put over a campfire.
You mean I don't have to start out with an oven immediately?
No.
No?
Oh. Is that what you call an oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little girl threw it away. She baked cookies with it, so I thought...
Yeah, I thought I honestly thought it was just like a piece of decoration, and I wasn't paying attention. Did you see him cooking on that thing over there?
I totally didn't notice that.
It was really hard to get the chicken and or duck in the little slot.
Oh, yeah, oh. Yeah, I bet it was. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like it would be a bit of a challenge. Maybe start out with a normal oven. That's not something that a little girl threw away. Mm-hmm. And then you can maybe move on from there.
Okay. Well, I think we've established what Bernard needs to do and what you need to do, Peter, which is stop spending lottery tickets and stop taking me on these long runs to nothing.
I know, dear. I'm just so set in my ways, but I'm going to work on it. I really am going to work on it. I brought you out here because I thought, you know, I wanted to try some new things with you because we've been talking about that a lot and haven't really had a chance.
Okay. Well, I just wish you were a little more honest with me instead of running me on a wild goose chase. I didn't mean to do that. And plus, we're talking about duck here.
It's still poultry.
Okay.
I think there are a couple geese in here, though. Maybe. Are any of them alive? I don't think so.
It doesn't matter. Let's just, Peter, just take me to the car.
Okay.
Just take me home so I can figure out what to say to you later.
Well, so thanks so much for the gas, Bernie, and for the food and the hospitality. And I really hope that, you know, your employment here shows you good fortune and you can afford that Casper bed.
Oh, that's so nice.
I don't think a Casper bed is what he should be saving for. He should be saving for, I don't know, just something to actually cook his food. Whatever.
I just think that he should follow his dreams. You know, that's just all I was...
Bernard, I admire your spirit.
Me too. And the spirits of all these wonderful birds that are still staring at us ominously.
I think they're alive. I don't know.
It's
they really, haven't moved.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell because like none of them are moving, but they have that look in their eyes like they're alive.
They're following me.
Children, their stop. Eyes. It's rude.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Something's happening. Let's get out of here, my brother. Bernie, thank you so much. These birds don't like curse people or anything, do they? There's no curses.
Oh no, they're very friendly. They're just really creepy.
Okay, Bernie, I will keep my promise and like your page on Facebook.
All right, thank you.
I will say good things about you, but you must cook your food.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that.
You don't want the government coming in here and breaking down your door.
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very sheepish when I said that.
I didn't know. I thought. No.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you, Bernie.
All right, Peter. Let's finish this fucking trail and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think we're.
Okay.
We're close.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Say bye, children. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Run, run, run.
What? Oh, get it. No. Go. Go. Oh. And that's a wrap on the improv.
What'd you guys think?
Ambient Improv is part of the Planet Ant Podcast Network and powered by Pinecast.